Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Barres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Carpenter. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bob Carpenter. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The ball gets by Barras. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Hack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilbert moves to second. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Passo catches it and throws to second to double up Marshall. Two outs. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barras hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Morello fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carpenter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Passo covering, for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Witek moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Witek scores. Ott moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 2 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Witek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paso hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carpenter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Morello moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morello scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer strikes out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Barras and he is safe. Nicholson steals second. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-3 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Witek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Paso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0-for-3 in the game. Georges hits a line drive into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Barna pinch hits for Ray Barres. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna takes first base on ball 4. Babe Young pinch hits for Bob Carpenter. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-4 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barna moves to second. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.